Welcome to The Examine, your daily prayer hosted by Father James Martin and brought to you by America Media, a Jesuit ministry. Please consider supporting this podcast by getting a digital subscription to America. A subscription gives you access to all of our content and supports the production of The Examine podcast. Please visit americamagazine.org/subscribe. The link is in the show notes.
I'm Father Jim Martin. I'm about to lead you through a traditional Jesuit prayer that will help you notice where God has been in your day. But first, let's begin with our weekly reflection, which is released every Sunday. I'm sure most of us have images of Palm Sunday from the movies that we've seen. We imagine Jesus riding on a donkey as the people of Jerusalem wave palm branches and cheer, "Hosanna in the highest." And as the Gospels describe it, the events of the first Palm Sunday probably weren't too different from that. A few weeks ago, I was on a pilgrimage to the Holy Land, and in Jerusalem, you can trace the route that Jesus took, from the Mount of Olives, down into the Kidron Valley, then up to Jerusalem, through a city gate that they can still identify. But for me, Palm Sunday is less about the scenes than about the spiritual message. That is, less about exteriors and more about interiors. Specifically, about how life can change so suddenly. One day, Jesus is entering the holy city to the crowd's cheers. A few days later, he is being condemned by the same crowds and nailed to a cross. It's a sobering reminder of how quickly our lives can change. It can be shocking when, all of a sudden, you have a change in fortune. You lose your job, get diagnosed with an illness, or suffer a death in your family. But Jesus understands what you're going through because he has gone through this himself. He understands you not only because he's divine and knows all things, but because he is human and experienced all things. During Holy Week, then, perhaps you could reflect on this essential truth. Jesus understands you. Now, let's enter into the examine and review the past day. If you're listening to this in the daytime, we'll look back at yesterday. If it's in the evening, when most people pray the examine, we'll look back at today. I'll lead you through the meditation, and after each step, we'll give you time to reflect. First, take a deep breath. Just relax and ask God to be with you. If you'd like, you might imagine yourself sitting with Jesus. But whatever way you do it, let yourself enter into God's presence. Remember, this is a conversation with God, and your time to look back over your day with God. Now call to mind two or three things from today that you're grateful for. They need not be big things. Anything that blessed your day. Call each of them to mind, one by one. Savor them and thank God for them. Now let's review your whole day from start to finish, from your getting up to your going to bed. Try to notice where God has been. Where did you accept God's invitation to be loving, to be grateful, to be yourself? And where did you turn away from it? Think about specific people, places, and events. Let's start from your getting up this morning. What was it like? Did you eat breakfast or skip it? Were you rushed? Calm? What was the beginning of your day like? Where was God? Now think about the rest of your morning. What did you do? Where did you notice God? In what people and places and events did you encounter God? Take your time and just notice. Let's move to the middle of your day, around lunchtime. What was that time of day like? As you cast your mind back, what do you notice? Now we're in the afternoon. What happened? Whom did you speak with? What did you do? Where did you encounter God? When you're ready, move to the evening. around dinner time. Just notice what happened. Where was God present to you? Now remember with God the end of your day. What happened? Call the end of your day to mind and notice where God was and how you responded. Now take a deep breath and pause. As you looked back over your day with God, you probably remembered some things that you regret, because none of us are perfect. Remember those things now, even your sins, and express sorrow to God. Ask God for forgiveness. If they're serious sins, you might want to think about going to confession. But for now, just ask God for forgiveness and the grace to do better. Now take another deep breath and call to mind something that came up in your exam just now that was especially meaningful. Just bring it before God. Maybe you'd like to say something to God about it and let God say something to you. Now take a deep breath and ask for the grace to see God in the next day. Amen. Until tomorrow, this is Father James Martin. Keep noticing. This podcast was produced and edited by Eloise Blondio. Our executive producer is Eric Sundrup, S.J.
Hi, I'm Gloria Purvis, host of the Gloria Purvis Podcast. And every week, I deal with so many issues surrounding the faith and identity. What does it mean to be pro-life? What does it mean to be pro-Black? What does it really mean to be Catholic in light of all of the things in this world that we struggle with? In other words, the Catholic struggle is real. And that's what America Media is here for. We should own our faith. We should explore our faith. And most of all, we certainly should be struggling because I'm sure none of us have it all answered and figured out. Visit americamagazine.org/subscribe and join the conversation.